When you're touring around our wonderful region, the trick is to find something that is A, not going to cost an arm and a leg, and B, something that's going to keep the kids entranced for a good couple of hours, just to stop the "are we there yet?" "Are we there yet?" Well, this next chat is about to answer all those questions and more. Not only is it a free event, it's going to expand the minds of youngsters. It's called Science Alive, and it's coming to Port Augusta once again on the 28th of October. Brian Hattie is here to describe it all and tell us all about it. Welcome to Tour SA Radio, Brian.
Thanks, Adam. Yes, no, Science Alive is a series of hands-on science events that we run all over the state. In fact, curated by the Adelaide Showground, that runs a very big event in August at the Showground. Mm-hmm. But they're keen to engage with rural communities in particular. And so this this one in Port Augusta on this Sunday is the seventh annual hands-on science event we've been running there.
Yes.
And thousands turn up. So it really is a terrific community event.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be great. We've got lots of kids who are very keen on finding out just how the world works. And so what are they going to be discovering when they get there at the community hub?
Well, what we've got is the star of the show will, of course, be Marty McBubble. Probably not his real name, but I'll leave you to guess on that. And he's got the Scientific Bubble Show. So he actually scored a mention in the Guinness Book of Records for the largest indoor soap bubble last year. And so his fame precedes him.
Yes.
And he actually can put small children inside a bubble. They don't necessarily float to the ceiling, but it is a spectacular show and, yeah, delights everyone that sees it. But wait, there's more. we have Animals Anonymous coming along, so they've got a whole range of cuddly, furry animals and some slithery ones as well, and they've got put them on display, but also they run native animal shows, which is always, always a highlight. We've got robotics workshops. We've got a huge inflatable planetarium that seats up to 50 for a journey through the night sky.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some paper rocket making workshops and of course we've got slime. No science event would be complete without some slime making.
And Brian, I don't want to overstate it, but slime is making a comeback. I know plenty of kids who are just in love with making the slime at home, so this is going to bring them in by the bucket load.
Absolutely. Mm. So, yes, don't ever get between a small child and the slime-making table because you'll be mowed down because, it's usually 3 or 4 deep all day, but we've got lots of slime-making materials so we can keep everybody happy, we hope. But the whole aim of these events is really to make science fun. The problem is that many kids think science is that hard discipline over in the corner that we won't go near.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do something else with our lives. But what science is about is really it's just a way of thinking, a way of investigating. It's a way of learning more about our world, and kids are naturally curious, and this is just really plays on that and shows them that science is not a thing. It's just a way of working out a bit, you know, why is it so? How does it work?
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow this is going to be on from 10 a.m. and let's remind all the folk listening on Tour SA Radio that if you're in the Port Augusta region, it is also a free event. The excitement of the science and the addition of its freeness must mean you get quite a crowd there.
We do. So, yeah, I think we got 2,500 last year, but it's a very big venue. So it's a central oval complex, which is on the main drag going through Port Augusta.
Yes.
You can't miss it with the oval there and the big grandstand. And it's 3 basketball courts plus a couple of side rooms as well. So it's a very big venue. We can take thousands. So if you are out and about in South Australia and Port Augusta is on the list,
mm-hmm.
Make a beeline for it tomorrow. And we'll certainly look after you.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us on Tour SA today. All the best with it tomorrow. Fingers crossed. I believe the weather's going to be perfect for it. So looking forward to hearing about the pack of crowd that will be attending Science Alive tomorrow in Port Augusta.
Thanks, Adam.